Welcome to our devotion today. We're wrapping up our church's values and we're looking at our last one on having a world vision. Let's read Acts 1 verse 8 where it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." Isn't this such a wonderful promise that when the Holy Spirit gives us His power, it's not just for us four and no more. Well, in my case, it would be us six and a goldfish and a dog and a hamster. But you know, He wants us to have a world vision, to look not only in our family, not only in our little community, but our town, our cities, our province, our country, and then to the remotest part of the earth. I remember when Steve and I were running Life World Outreach and doing crusades into Africa and into Zimbabwe particularly, the pastor said to us, "Why don't you just go to the big cities where you can have a crusade and you know the people will come?" They wanted us to go to Harare and Bulawayo, but we prayed and we really felt that God said to us, "Go to the places that have never had a crusade before." So we went to all these beautiful small towns like Kwekwe and Sheretse, and the Lord of the harvest was there because the people were so hungry to hear the good news of Jesus. There were some nights we had between 10 and 15,000 people come to hear God and to hear His good news and what Jesus had accomplished on the cross. We saw healings, we saw miracles, we saw lives change. Why? Because the God of the harvest is out there and He wants us to share His good news with the world, even to the remotest parts. He has a heart for them. So my friend, won't you join us today as we pray for the world? They are hurting, they are dying, and it's up to us and up to you to pray for them. And even in you sharing and getting this word out, you are playing your part in us reaching the world together. Let's do that and let's keep on not just looking after ourselves, but having a world vision this morning. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.